Are you ready?
I think so.
Welcome to Formal Nachos, a show designed and made for Savannah Stewart. If you are not Savannah, we hope you listen anyway and enjoy the show, but it's not for you.
And it won't make any sense.
It's for Savannah. I am Jeff Budke, alongside
Tamara Turney,
and our executive producer, Josh Phillips.
Can I be the assistant to the executive?
Assistant to the executive producer, Josh Phillips, is also in the house.
That's much better.
I do like that better. We are here to talk about our week since Monday.
That's right.
You woke up at what ungodly hour on Monday morning?
Well, it wasn't Monday. It was Wednesday.
Same difference.
Yeah. 3:15 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. And you, that's what I said when I woke up.
You took Savannah and Candace
yeah.
to the airport.
To SeaTac International Airport. It's really, really... What are you?
The same card.
Come on, Josh. Josh is currently looking through cards from his childhood. It's been a treat. There's a lot of cards from parents and sister, and they're the exact same card, from Nana and Pappy 2 years in a row. It's been a treat. Yeah.
And there's no end in sight.
The pile is quite large. Anyway, so back to Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, so we went to SeaTac, which actually is really easy to get in and out of. That early
at 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning. It's pretty smooth. Yeah, and on the way back, I was so dang tired because it was so dang early. And I listened to Downtown at least 5 times on the way back. I think I have half the song at least memorized. I feel pretty proud of that.
And she's going to do that for you right now, Savannah. Go ahead, Tamara, from the beginning.
Holy shit.
No, I'm just kidding. Going 38, Tam. Producer Josh... What do you think about cursing on the show?
Good. Better out than in.
Better out than in.
Anyways.
So yeah. Since then, we've had the, most normal of weeks ever.
Yeah, it's been a pretty normal Seattle week.
We have some stories to tell, but I think the epitome of our week has to do with something Tamara found. Was it outside?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, so this is like the most Seattle thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. We were coming home last night from a wedding, and
five-year-old Josh cards. Just got a card.
The cards. Anyways, so we were coming home from a wedding in Snohomish at Dairyland, of all places, which I'd be happy to talk about that.
Did you say Dairyland?
Dairyland.
Yep. Is it related to Dairy Queen? Does the Dairy Queen live there?
No, it's related
it's
in that...
where all Dairy Queens come from.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where the first Dairy Queen was?
Yes.
That
yes.
kind of reminds me of the first Panda Express.
Which in we Sandy all or- know.
Sandy, Oregon. Oregon.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were coming back from the wedding, and it's been rainy. Go figure, it's Seattle.
Like the dramatic pause.
It's been observations with Tamara. It's... raining.
And we come down the stairs to the Hobbit Hole and turn up hollow, and I gasped. I was so surprised.
Wait, which one did you do?
Well, I didn't shriek, I gasped.
Okay. Show them.
I went, oh.
What's the noise that Karen makes when she's surprised?
It was not like that. It was a, oh, I was scared almost, but I was so excited.
Oh.
Ew. Sorry. A frog on a card.
Yeah.
I was so excited and so surprised that we were coming down the stairs. Josh was a little upset at my response. He was like, you can't do that. But there was a snail on the window. I called it a slug, but again, I know the difference. It's a snail. It has a shell. It was on my window of the glass door coming into the apartment. It was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So the equivalent of your snail story for me was this morning, or for the last couple of weeks, I have been elected the roommate with the Costco membership to go to Costco and get things like toilet paper, paper towels, the things that are better to buy 4,000 of at one time. And did you guys hear that?
It's like Law and Order. Gum, gum.
It was. And I was elected, Costco member to go get the stuff. Got up this morning and drove down to Costco. Not a short trip. Parking lot was empty because it was closed today. That was a bummer.
Costco was closed today?
Costco closed on Labor Day.
I thought that Costco was open every day, like including Christmas.
Yeah. Closed on Labor Day. Un-American.
Or really American.
Or super American, which that's Costco.
Yeah. And for those not named Savannah, you're seeing now how boring this show can be.
So if you haven't tuned out already,
the get Costco ready. Trip story may have done it.
Get ready. We've got some good stuff coming up. So it was closed. Cool. What did you do instead?
Oh, I drove to get breakfast at the Blue Dog Moon Cafe.
Oh, which is now Morsel and Bean.
It's not Cafe Blue anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. So that's one of our favorite places.
It's got like biscuits, like big old biscuits.
Big
it's
old biscuits.
It's right on 15th. The line was like out the door. And we didn't have anywhere to go because we had planned on being at Costco for a while anyway. And so we're like, okay, this will work. And it was worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
I just got straight biscuit.
Any kind of topping?
I got honey butter. And then I also bought the strawberry balsamic, which was...
Oh.
The honey butter was probably best, but the strawberry was pretty good.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I'm just remembering those biscuits right now. I need a moment, I think.
Mm.
I'm going to take a cookie break.
This moment brought to you by Tamara's Cookies, which are fueling this podcast right now, as well as Josh's computer and my microphone. It's a team effort.
Cheers.
We're all in this together.
Team efforts brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace brought to you by...
What's this place
Printfinity.
Called?
Printfinity.
Brought to you by...
Blue Star?
Blue Moon?
Blue
no, it's a beer.
Is it Blue Star?
That's a good beer.
No, it's called Morsel.
No, now it's called Morsel, but it used to be what?
Blue Dog.
So does a dog by any other color...
Smell as sweet.
Smell as sweet as other dogs?
No.
You got a card today from a dog. Do you want to talk about that from over there?
Yeah.
Actually, from the grave, I received numerous cards today from the dog that's only known as the luckiest dog in the world.
Mm.
The one, the only, Ringo Phillips.
Ringo Phillips.
Oh, Ringo.
May he rest in peace, which I'm sure he is.
He did
love resting.
Huge, professional
I almost called him Ringo Champion Phillips, which reminded me of Champion.
Champion!
From Parks and Rec. Which, that's the other thing that's been happening in my life. I've been watching a lot of Netflix, so nothing's changed since before you left, Savannah.
Oh, do you want to do our segment on what we ate this week?
Yes, oh my gosh. So in honor of you being in Italy... Like
Cooking
for a living and probably eating the best food in the entire universe, we decided that we would make you jealous with all of the culinary exploits that we've been having here in Seattle.
This is going to be our best segment.
So, Jeff, what's something that you've cooked up this week?
So, Thursday night, I got home. I got to sleep in Friday, so I was like, oh, I'll cook for myself. I'm going to treat myself. And so I made a regular meatball out of meat that I found at the store and potatoes that were instant. And let me tell you, the combination of the glaze, the meatballs, and the potatoes, it was quite an evening. It was delicious. Wash it down with a cold Dr. Pepper. And
all that to say, we're really glad that Savannah's in it and learning how to make such things as for you.
Yeah, I could have taught her here.
Yeah,
but
it would have been cheaper.
Yeah, but that's okay.
She's gotta go to the original meatball glaze and instant potato land.
Started at the top, which is where I am, and now she's going to the top. So it's like kind of like Drake's song, but it's different.
It's a short trip.
Started at the top, and now we up top as well. we're also here. All right, Tamara, what did you eat/cook this week to impress Savannah?
Well, tonight might have been the best food night at the Phillips Turney household. We had leftovers, so we made some pasta.
Okay.
And we used this vegetable mix that we had made earlier this week to go with salmon. It was comprised of peppers, tomatoes, and corn.
Oh.
And we turned that into a pasta sauce with a little bit of store-bought...
What's a pasta sauce?
A little bit of store-bought ragu. Put that on top of the pasta, add a little...
Tell me more about ragu. That sounds really nice.
Yeah, ragu is a fancy, fancy tomato sauce. Mm. It is exclusive. You can only buy it in Fred Meyer, Safeway, QFC, Market Time, Ken's Market, and Walmart. So
And food and stuff.
Cash and carry.
Oh, I actually think that Target just picked it up too.
Mm. But cash and carries in Italy do not carry this ragu.
I've heard that it's really exclusive only in America.
the Italian cash and carry.
The cash and carry.
The cash and carry. You bring in the cash you carry out of the food.
I guess it's called the Euro and carry over there. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? Anyways, ragu. Exclusive stuff. So that's what we had. We topped it with a little bit of parm, and that was delicious.
That was almost mom's faith funny to me. Like, that was really good. I don't know if Savannah knows that story.
No, you should tell that story. It's pretty awesome.
Well, what? You have to... The next segment of our show is called You Have to Know Linda.
Yes! Linda!
Luckily, Savannah does.
Linda Oyewa, if you're out there listening to this, hi, Ma. We love you, and my cookies are never as good as yours.
Love you, Ma.
And we know that your faith is, in fact, strong.
We know your faith is strong. Steady as a rock. We were with Josh and Gina, and...
Josh Nordquist.
I'm sure I was just crushing the fifth wheel. Like, I don't think there was any question about, like, how much I was dominating that fifth wheel. And
you were in charge, man.
I was driving.
You're driving.
It's a weird-looking car.
It's a weird-looking car, but yeah. You were totally driving.
Stable.
Steady as a rock, some might say.
Steady as a rock. And Nordquist said, from now on, I'm going to call him Joshy, because that's what I call him. I don't know why I said Nordquist.
That makes sense.
Joshy brought up a woman who was 127 years old. And without skipping a beat, I said, oh my goodness, I hope mom doesn't find out about that. It would, you know, rock her faith. What text is that from?
The way that you said it, too, was pretty impeccable. Because you're like, under your breath, almost.
It was even like more like tweet-worthy or like pithy. It was just like
wow, that would rock mother's faith.
I just love the idea of your mom just being like, 127.
No more.
Blaspheming.
Can't believe this Bible if they're gonna have a 127-year-old in the world.
I didn't know what they were talking about. So Savannah, if you don't, I don't know what I'm saying. Savannah, your parents probably taught you all the biblical things. Well, and speaking of biblical things, Josh just pulled open a box of
newspaper clippings.
Things and a sheep figurine.
Oh, it's from my great grandmother.
That's really lovely.
It's a size 10 shoe. Is that for like your dad's or something?
She had very large feet.
That does not run in the Phillips family. You know what they say about people with big feet. Big shoes, Savannah. Come on. This isn't Cards Against Humanity. Let's calm down.
Which she is excellent at.
She is the best at. And if you're not Savannah listening to the show, she's really good at Cards Against Humanity.
Please look up Savannah Stewart.
Are those someone's ashes?
No, oh, my. From Mount St. Helens.
Oh, thank God.
Those are ashes from Mount St. Helens?
Yeah. My great-grandma gave them to me.
Oh, my God. Which, also, maybe you should stay in Italy because this whole earthquake slash Rainier about to blow thing is getting really serious, and I think you're in a safer place right now.
I'm feeling really great about working on Capitol Hill. Like, if it happens to work, I'm going to be in a good spot.
Yeah. Well, and, like, where we live, too. We feel good when we're at home, but, like, if I'm at work...
Work is bad for you.
I'm gone. Yeah. Like, y'all will never see me again. I hope you loved me, and I hope that you will miss me, because I will be gone.
Josh, I know it's too early, but... Could we be roommates again if,
if someone wasn't in the picture?
If there was an earthquake and we were on the run.
You know?
Could we team up?
I just remember what the great Andy Zook once said. Like, you only get married once. Unless you don't. In which case, I hope it's because Tamara's dead.
There will be a Linda OU update from the cruise that she went on.
Holy cow, yes.
But there was not an opportunity to record her... her true feelings because grandmother got sick. She was sick the last 4 days of the 7-day cruise. And so they just wanted to go home. Like wow. It's even got a whale on it.
Sorry, we're looking at a Sounders soccer ball. It's mini.
The assistant to the executive producer is doing a terrible job helping this show.
Just helping us get distracted by all the, Star Wars. Okay, sorry. Anyways.
Yeah. So there will be a Linda update, but it won't be tonight.
Yeah.
Sadly. Or whenever you listen to this. What time is it there? Are they in the future or the past?
I think they're in the future, and I think they're like...
Send money. Send...
Please.
Find out what the...
So, which team wins the World Series?
Yeah, I put some money down.
And also send ragu.
Ooh, ragu. Do you think they have the original ragu? Original?
I think so. Again, like we said, at the Italian cash and carry. The cash and carry.
It's the cash and the carry. So we are going into the true heart of this episode. Saturday night. We're recording this on a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Once iTunes approves it, It'll probably be like Tuesday when she hears this. So it'll be a few days removed. Or do we want to talk about Joni and I don't know what I want to talk Scott. About first now.
Joni and Scott. Both are really good. Well, let's talk about Saturday, and then let's talk about Joni and Scott.
Okay,
leave them hanging.
I want to go ahead and take the lead on this story.
Yes, please.
Because Saturday night really escalated on me in a way I didn't expect. So I wanted to watch the Oregon football team, but they were on a network. They were on a channel that I don't get. And so
fun facts.
Oh, nice. And so I was. I asked Ben and Lauren if I could watch at their house because I knew they were going to the Sounders game. Sounders played at the same time. Bada bing, bada boom. It was perfect. They just let me into their house. I texted Josh Norquist, asked him if he wanted to watch the game, and he said he'd get back to me. So I called Tamara because when I want to communicate with Josh, I call Tamara now.
It's a lot more efficient that way.
I don't even try to communicate with Josh.
I like it though because I get phone calls and I like phone calls.
Yeah, you're a big phone call fan.
I'm a big fan.
And invited them to come over and watch the Sounders game if they wanted.
Yeah.
Which
we did.
Yeah. And Tamara told me that, later, Josh texted me and said that you were not coming, you being Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
Or Savannah, not coming. And
or Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah wasn't coming.
Savannah wasn't coming.
So it was going to be Josh. At that time, Norquist actually called me back and he was like, hey, I'm coming over. I was like, okay. Well, I got to balance two games, but he's two of my roommates, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't have invited people over to not my house, looking back, but it was okay.
Well, and at the time, like three people.
Yeah,
right?
It was going to be me and two others.
Three people, either way you sliced it.
Yeah.
So.
And then
we're now looking at a picture of Josh surrounded by a bunch of boys.
Hey, do you guys want to see a picture of me as a little kid?
I think this is Josh, circa 1994.
Four?
Three.
Six?
Four. Something like that.
1994.
Pretty young.
With a picture.
Circa adorable, am I right?
His shirt has a picture of a little boy with his shirt off and a cowboy hat. Destined to be married to Tamara.
It's like a photo within a photo within a photo. Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry, we have to stop.
Savannah. It's not a visual medium.
No, we're on a podcast right now, of course.
Yeah.
Josh, now is not the time. That is adorable, but now is not the time. I love you, but no. anyway, so Saturday.
So three people. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Then you changed your mind in some way. I don't know the details, so that's
fine. I changed my mind, which I want to do.
Yeah. So Josh came over. Josh brought Tamara. Tamara invited Lexi.
Right, which you okayed.
And Lexi invited Sandra. And so it went from being, oh, hey, Ben and Lauren, can I watch the game at your house alone, to I'm hosting seven people, not at my house.
Cool.
It was great.
It was so fun. They have a great house.
It was really fun.
I really like the way that Lauren's decorated the place. I'm going to assume that it's Lauren. Maybe Ben had a heavy hand in it.
No.
Ben is an excellent decorator.
Yeah, but it reminds me of like going to my aunt's house. It's like country chic. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both, I saw them on Sunday, and they both were like, Jeff, it was kind of messy when you left. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't just me. And they were like, that explains it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were fine. But
thanks, Ben and Lauren.
Ben, if you're listening. So, y'all were over.
Yeah.
But then
nice piece of y'all.
Thank you. Saturday night, the Sounders game ended, and I didn't want Ben and Lauren to come home and see seven people in their home, of which they only would have known
by the beer bottles.
Three.
Oh, and that too, yeah. Yeah, they would have only known because of the beer bottles, and they did not know all of us.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
So I'm going to let you take over the story because I've been talking enough for a little while. But we relocated.
So everybody left. Jeff and I took the recycling out to
bury
the evidence.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Most of it.
We took it down to the basement, which that was fun. I've never been to the basement of a large apartment in Seattle. It was cool and kind of like a crime scene and kind of like a mystery show. And I liked it.
And then
we decided to relocate to a different place. And Jeff made it clear that he was glad that the extra people got invited.
I'll just leave it at that. Twice in 1 week. It was nice.
Yeah. So then we went to La Isla. If you'll remember, that is the best place to get Caribbean food in Ballard.
Yeah.
Caribbean food? Is that?
The happy hour.
Puerto Rican, yeah.
Yeah, Puerto Rican food. And the happy hour is great. It's not a flag of Texas. It's a flag of Puerto Rico. Please. Did you make that mistake? Who made that mistake? That was pretty funny.
You have to specify who you're talking
to. I think it was you, Josh, our assistant to the executive producer.
Executive to the assistant producer. I don't know what happened there.
That's a personal question.
Let's move on.
Anyways. Ooh. So we went to Isla. Oh, what they were saying, you should look up the Puerto Rican flag and the Texan flag and just notice how they're not the same.
They're not.
Also, just Google red, white, and blue flags of the globe and find that there are a ton that look similar. Anyways, so we were at La Isla. That's America's colors. These colors don't run.
What color is Italy's
flag? Puerto Rican's colors don't
red,
run.
Red, green, and white.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. They're cool.
Those colors run like...
Oh. Anyway, so we're at La Isla. This was probably the best part of the night. I mean, the game was really fun, which
yeah.
I discovered a new app that I'm, like, kind of interested in. I'm not a gamer, and we all know Savannah's the best gamer in the land.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness,
you'll probably already
right.
know this, but Carrot Fantasy, it's an exciting game. You, like, have to kill these worm things and these, like, toast monsters, and you have to use, like, little ray guns and poops.
I had forgotten that we were passing it around because Lexi had it for that long.
She had it for so long. She was so interested. She, like, I mean, she was really interested.
Yeah. Yeah, she was really into it. That was great.
But she also loves games. Lexi her and I played Candy Crush for a while,
okay.
and we had a bit of an obsession. So, anyways, we were at La Isla. We were hanging out.
Yeah.
We got mojitos.
I had a beer.
Yeah, Jeff was the only one who did not get a mojito.
And then we dove into one of the most fun half-trivia games we've ever played as a group.
It was...
And I was crushing it. I was so funny.
It was great. It was so great. It started off because...
Actually, Norquist might have been the MVP for humor.
I think, yeah, and also for knowledge, but...
No, that's true.
Who's surprised in that?
No, not very many people. Your husband, Josh, who we haven't talked about yet on the show, he kind of, like, took the lead on the question asking. I thought it was great.
Yeah, you were really good at asking the questions.
Once again, you have to specify who you're talking to.
Sorry, Josh.
He's giving great advice.
You were great at asking questions. Thank you. Thought we would include you in the game. It was really fun.
So,
So
we're going to take turns asking or telling facts that we use from this website. So there's 8 main islands in the state of Hawaii.
Oh, wait, did we clarify? We were asking state trivia about everyone's home state.
Oh, everyone's home state. So we're going to do Hawaii. She was born in Hawaii, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not Hawaiian. But she
That's
is
right.
from Hawaii.
Okay.
Or should we ask Arkansas trivia?
I don't know what she's good. What would she know more? Savannah, what would you know more of?
Savannah, unhelpful.
Okay. All right.
Hawaii.
So we're doing Hawaii facts and trivia. And so between the three of us, can any of us name the 8 main islands?
I think so. I'll get close. Oahu.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Wait, did you say Hawaii? Okay. There's an island called Hawaii. I didn't know that.
Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Waikiki.
Yeah.
Because Kiki.
Waikiki.
Is one called the Big Island, or is that...
That's Hawaii.
Hawaii.
The
okay.
Big Island of Hawaii.
Something that starts with an M. Malawu?
Molokai.
Molokai.
Yeah. Molokai? Molokai.
Is that 5?
Yeah, we got 5.
I think that might be me.
Okay, so there's...
Kauai.
Kauai, yeah.
Kauai.
Oh, gosh.
Niihau. Kahului. Kahului.
Kahului. Kahului.
Oh. Josh, did you know that Hawaii is the only state that grows coffee?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
It's between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, which is also where coffee is grown around the world.
Mm.
You're going to have to speak up when you talk.
One more time.
Say it again. That was fun. That was an interesting fact. I don't think the mic caught it.
The coffee,
louder.
The,
good.
The coffee belt in the world is between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn.
Capricorn.
And Washington State, or not Washington State, Hawaii State. I'm proud of where I'm from. Hawaii State is the only state that can grow coffee.
Wow.
Kona, is that an island?
Yeah.
Proud of where he's from. I'm wearing a Boston hat right now as we speak.
Kona is not an island. You can be
from two places.
Just to clarify, Kona is not an island.
Just kidding. Just
wanted to clarify. Do y'all know how many letters are in the Hawaiian alphabet?
Do they have a different alphabet than us?
Yeah, it's called an alphabet.
The blooper reel on this is going to be good.
We're not editing out any of this.
No, you're welcome.
Alphabet?
Okay, excuse me. Do y'all know how many letters are in the Hawaiian alphabet?
24.
Y'all are way off. 12. Just 12.
My other guess was 12.
A-E-I-O-U-H-K-L-M-N-P-W.
Does that cover all of the islands? That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Why are they only have 12? Wait. Is this like a, we only use 12? Or is it like, seriously, like their alphabet only has 12?
Their alphabet, their alphabet only has 12 letters. They're just that efficient with their letter usage. They don't need all the extra ones.
Wait, is Savannah covered in that?
No. But her middle name is.
Whoa, that's interesting. I don't know how I'm going to ask this as a question. East to west, Hawaii is the whitest state in the United States. Whiter than Texas.
No.
That's what it says.
That's a lie.
Okay. Challenge.
Nothing is bigger than Texas.
Assistant to the executive producer, can you verify that?
The internet's true.
Oh, it says true. Okay. Okay.
And we're back!
I think it's a basketball player, but I'm not sure.
That is a weird-looking card. So, let's do this. Since we know Hawaii was the 50th state admitted into the Union, what was 48 and 49? Because 49, I think you can get. But do you guys know 48? Because I do off the top of my head for some reason.
Is it Oregon?
It's not. Oregon 33.
Whoa.
Larry Bird.
I don't know. 48. Florida? No.
That is the wrong coast.
That's way off. I'm sorry. Is it Washington?
No. Washington is 41, I believe.
Oh, so I was closer that time.
Yeah, that was much closer.
Wyoming?
Nope.
Utah.
Souther.
Nevada?
Nebraska?
Mm-mm. I can tell you. Or do you guys want to keep guessing it? Very close.
Arizona
48.
Really?
Alaska 49. Hawaii 50.
I wonder how that happened. I mean, was it a part of Mexico or was it just a part of New Mexico?
I don't know. John McCain probably has something to do with it.
Oh. What's the name of Hawaii's time zone?
Hawaii time. Or island time, right? That's the thing.
Island time. It's a Hawaiian standard time. They have their own.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool. I wonder if Texas has its own time in reality.
What do you guys
Texas
think the highest time? Recorded temperature in Hawaii has ever been?
97.
Josh?
98.
It's going to be tough to beat that. 96. Very close.
Whoa!
Yeah, that was really good.
That's incredible.
I'll let me take a shift.
Okay.
Shift.
So.
I said shift.
Oh, these are all about the different islands. Ooh, Maui. So that's where Savannah grew up.
I knew that. Of course.
Wow. The world's largest dormant volcano is found on Maui. The Haleakala.
Haleakala is the way to say Merry Christmas.
Here's a fun fact that
what's that?
The Hawaii state fish
is
the
blue.
I'm going to give Savannah a second to answer.
Nailed it.
It's the Humuhumu Nukunuku Apua'a.
Whoa.
That was great.
He's clapping for himself. That's awesome. Yeah, so anyways, we just went around and...
We did this for a long time.
It was a really long time. So we covered a lot of states.
I don't know what happened.
It was great.
The assistant to the executive producer has given us a lot of signals. And, steal. He told me to steal third.
And then he just picked his nose. Weird.
All right, let's talk about what's on everyone's mind. Joni and Scott.
Joni and Scott. Well, we're going to have to follow up on this Saturday night thing at some point.
Do you want to talk about that now? Most people who aren't listening probably people who aren't Savannah have probably tuned out by now.
Yeah. In fact, Savannah might have tuned out. Savannah's
probably gone. Savannah.
We hope you're still there.
She really hated the Hawaii trivia. She knew all the answers right She's away.
Like, gosh dang it, y'all are idiots.
So dumb.
Well, anyways, the cool thing was we mixed it up. We added a new person to the group, and it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah, she's really nice. I really liked spending time with the new person in the group.
Yeah.
And I hope that happens again.
Yeah.
Can you describe the sensations like in your body when
it was mostly my tummy. Yeah.
Was that the beer or the empanadilla?
An empanadilla. are you mocking him for unloading all of the sports stuff?
Yeah. There's a lot of sports paraphernalia on the table right now.
Looks like my house. And is that a Star Wars character? Who is that?
Is that Snape? Is that from Lord of the Rings?
It's from Lord of the Rings. Don't look at me like that. I've never seen the movies.
Is that What's-His-Face from Lord of the Rings?
Is that What's-His-Face from Lord of the Rings? Oh! He's down. So is Russell Wilson.
What's his name? Aragorn.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Do you want to ask me questions about it, or do you want me to just stumble through what we've been doing?
Well, I can ask you questions.
Go for it.
Again, just, you know, tug on your nose or something when you feel like we've gotten to a place where you don't want to answer.
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. So, yeah, what
if she's listening to the show?
This is a problem.
I think we're in more trouble. No, I think
she might think it's funny. I don't know. I did get some intel.
It'll be an endearing lead.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it'll give us something to talk about.
Funny thing, like, oh, you remember that one time where we did this really awkward podcast about you? Yeah.
That was downloaded by a surprisingly large amount of people.
That was shocking.
Yeah, that was shocking. We were all shocked together.
Formal nachos.
The greatest
people
show
People were looking ever. For some weird stuff when they found that. Anyways, no, I got some intel.
Okay.
Yesterday. So the next day... Got some intel
the day before
from
Labor
an insider.
Day. They don't have Labor Day in Italy, probably. She's probably working today.
Oh gosh, that sucks. So, anyways, pre Labor Day, or PLD. Labor Day Eve.
Okay,
as some people call it
LDE.
And I went for a run with a friend. I'm not gonna name the friend.
Yeah, no names.
Who said that? Who knows? Something might happen, and we can make some more Saturday nights happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she have a good time?
Yeah, and apparently it's a surprise that Sandra even stuck around. That she's not usually the kind to like switch gears and go do a bunch of different things with a bunch of people that she's not close friends with. So
okay,
there's some interest.
You might say she liked the way the empanadillas were tasting.
She liked.
If you catch my drift.
Don't catch the drift.
I don't
understand.
I don't get it. Everyone loves empanadillas.
It's a Puerto Rican joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll explain it to you guys later.
Have to be in Puerto Rico.
When we're off the air.
Mexico, by the way. We're going to slip in the word Mexico.
Oh, my gosh. Mexico. We should do, like, fun facts about Mexico.
Next week.
Next week.
Join us on next week's show.
For fun facts about Cabo. Yeah. Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, I thought she was really cool, so I would like that, too. So, high fives. Nice. Thank goodness Savannah couldn't see that horrible high five knuckle thing that just happened.
Next. So segue.
Chimpanzee riding on a segue.
So
the volume control switching from her end is gonna be just like she's gonna be constantly turning up and turning down.
No, thank goodness she's gonna be listening in.
What?
Well, she's gonna... Okay.
So
Joan and Scott.
Joni and Scott.
I'm going to keep calling her Joan, my bad.
Yeah, so the long-lost traveler has finally returned to Seattle, and I saw Joni and Scott together.
Together, in the same room.
Yeah, so I first saw Joni, and then I made eye contact with Scott, and I was like, oh, Joni Scott's here, and she was like, I know. She seemed a little grouchy about it, but
sometimes when people are excited, they pretend to be grouchy. This is what I noticed that, do you know Josh Phillips? He does this to me a lot when I walk in rooms.
What?
He pretends to be grouchy when he's overwhelmed with excitement to see me.
Oh, he just can't handle it.
He's like, he's like, Jeff's here. But I know he's stoked. Oh, there comes the tummy.
You had to go there. So I don't really have anything to report. All I can say is that...
Wait, you have another report?
I know.
Did they speak to each other?
They were sitting together.
Oh.
And
with a buffer.
With a, well.
A buffer?
A good buffer. You know, a good friend.
What
and
size was this person?
Normal.
Okay. So nice. So they were still close.
Yeah. And she was playing off how excited she was. I could totally tell. She's okay. Like, oh my gosh, she's here. And she was like, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm cool about it.
Because so, Scott's been gone for
like 2 months now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's been like 5 months, actually.
It's been 5 months since you looked at me.
Scott loves that song.
I bet.
Yeah.
He tells me about it constantly.
So, yeah, that's all I have. I'm sorry. That's a boring update. But I'm hot on the
trail. There's
going
to be more.
There's sparks, maybe. And we'll see what happens.
Sparks are flying.
Savannah, if you have any questions, just tweet at the hashtag Joni and Scott.
Hashtag formal nachos.
Hashtag
formal nachos.
Either one of those will work. We will get back to you with those answers to those questions.
If you want to get in touch with the show, you have our personal cell phone numbers and you're friends with us on Facebook because Savannah is going to be the only one that wants to get a hold of us.
Tell your friends. Formal nachos.
And if anyone can let me know, if you can tweet Costco hours. Or
if that's too much labor.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. I got it. I start work tomorrow. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, with the kids.
With the little niños.
The little niños are anywhere between 4 feet and 6 feet
yes.
tall.
So, yeah.
Because they're middle schoolers.
I'll just tell you what people always tell me and teachers all over this great nation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't smile till Christmas.
Don't smile till Christmas.
Just fine.
Okay. No sleep till
November.
And,
what?
Yeah, a little nervous, but I'm excited. And Josh is in the swing of things, and you're in the swing. Well, I guess you got a little
I'm
bit
still
before.
Still just hanging out with my friends.
Before the kids.
Yeah.
Before the old niños.
Yeah, the adult niños.
Signorinos.
Yeah, they don't come back until the 28th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mexico.
Cabo.
Settle.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not in the throes of it yet, but I've gotten a few administrative tasks placed on my plate, and I feel good about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to end each show each week by letting Savannah know what we learned on the show.
Ooh.
So we're going to go around a circle.
Yeah.
And it's called What You Learned Today. And we're going to start with our assistant to the executive producer, who will remain nameless.
Right.
Hey, what'd you learn today?
Savannah, I began my day reading in my bed a book called 1491. And I learned a thing or two about the Native American we've come to know as Squanto. And I learned what a cunning man he was and where he learned English and how he impacted the collision that we now know as the joining of worlds.
Wow.
That's a lot of knowledge.
That was great. I was thinking more like what we learned on the show.
On
but that
the
was
show.
Better.
Yeah.
I think we might have to change it up.
That was
impressive. I like that.
Yeah. Well, what did you learn, Jeff?
What I learned today...
Costco's not open on Labor Day.
Costco's not open on Labor Day. And I learned that I did make a fool of myself on Saturday. Or if I did, it was fine.
And that's a good thing.
I'm really happy about that.
Do you feel alright about that?
The right kind of fool. I feel great.
Good.
It's nice. It's nice.
Cool.
Things are... That's nice.
It's a good feeling.
It's nice.
This is good, y'all.
Yeah. And Tammy Lynn, what did you learn today on the show?
I actually surprisingly learned how podcasts work. So this is cool. I'm excited about this. First time.
First time for some of these guys.
Until next time, this has been Formal Nachos.
Signing off. See ya.
Bye.
Mail Kemp.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Welcome to the Formal Nachos podcast. Are you ready?
I think so.
Welcome to the Formal Nachos podcast.